This is AP News Minute. U.S. officials say Iraqi forces should be able to take full control of security in their country in the next 12 to 18 months. Iraqi leaders have also agreed to develop a timeline for progress in stabilizing the country. Tuesday, the number of U.S. troops killed in Iraq this month rose to 91. President Bush spent Tuesday on the campaign trail. He told a crowd in Sarasota, Florida, that if Democrats get control of Congress, taxes will go up $500 for every child a family has. He spoke at a fundraiser for GOP House candidate Vern Buchanan. Police in Fairfield, Alabama, are holding three suspects in the fatal shooting of a police officer who interrupted an apparent burglary on Monday. The chief says investigators believe all three were involved and will likely be charged with killing Officer Mary Smith. Hurricane Paul weakened to a tropical storm Tuesday as it headed toward the southern tip of Baja California. It had maximum sustained winds near 65 miles per hour, but was expected to weaken further before making landfall south of Los Cabos early Wednesday. Ross Simpson, the Associated Press, with AP News Minute.